It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Just why I think that this team shouldn't be 36-36. Let's start there. This team is much better than that. And where does the blame lie? On everybody. The season itself, just a COVID-ridden season where you haven't had the same kind of lineups. The players have not been consistent. Jason Tatum talked about for a minute how he had to take an inhaler because he had had COVID. And he was battling from that. One of the worst games I think we saw him play as a pro was against Washington. And that was when the Celtics were down there and got drugged. So it's just a combination. Coaching, it's not let it out either. I think there were a lot of possibilities that Brad could look at it and say, hey, he could have been better. Players, just a multitude of guys have to take responsibility.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
Back with another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I am Chris Pavone. He's Cedric Maxwell. Max, Celtics, Wizards, play-in tournament. How are we feeling about this one, Max? I mean, the Celtics have a lot on the line, of course, because they're shorthanded without Jaylen Brown. It's our first episode since the news dropped. Season-ending injury, safe recovery, speedy recovery for Jaylen in a few months. But, of course, that means the Celtics are, of course, shorthanded against these Wizards. And, Max, how do you feel about the Celtics' chances in the play-in tournament overall? Because, I mean, they do get two cracks at this, right? But, of course, you would like to see them go out and top the Wizards, but that's not going to be an easy thing to do, right? Because the Wizards are red hot, one of the hottest teams in the NBA. So how do you feel about the Celtics' chances in this one?
Well, I think that, you know, they're going to be challenged. You know, without having Jaylen in, you're going to have who's the contribution is going to be from them? Who's going to step up to be able to score? You'll have Kemba almost every night because you're not going to have a second night of a back-to-back. Rob Williams, will he be available? It's going to be tough. It's not going to be impossible, but it's going to be tough. And, as you said, the only one that scares me is Westbrook. Westbrook has been unreal with the triple doubles and his aggressive nature, and, you know, 15 points, 20 rebounds. He's just gone absolutely hog wild since Stephen A. Smith challenges him.
Right. I mean, this is the team you don't want to see, right? Like, this is the team with the momentum. They won. What is that? I want to say they went, 16-6 or something like that in the last 24 games or so?
Yeah, this is the team that early in the season, when people were saying they were a bottom-dwelling team, and they came into your building, and they beat you. Then you went down there, and they beat you again. And then you came home, and had the same Wizards team with Jaylen Brown and squeaked out a victory. I think it was an overtime, or Bradley Beal had a look at a game winner.
That game was crazy.
The matchups are going to be very difficult. So it's to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of the momentum the Celtics were hoping to have, right? Without the Jaylen Brown injury, having two all-stars like that heading into the playoffs, heading into the scenario especially. I mean, that's the kind of momentum you want to have. But, yeah, I mean, outside of the two all-stars, there's a couple guys on this Wizards team that can get going. I mean, you got Bertans, you got Ish Smith.
Yeah, you'd love to have the size, you know, somebody who's going to be able to block shots. and make it difficult for Beal to attack the rim or Westbrook to attack the rim. Ish Smith, he breaks you down with his jerky movements. He's a pretty good point guard. Rattan, we saw him knocking down shots. He's been doing that with San Antonio, and he's a standstill jump shooter. So you got to get up on him. So the Wizards, you know, they create a lot of problems with their lineup.
Right. And you're looking at the Celtics lineup, and you're looking at guys like, of course, Jason Tatum. Like, call me crazy, but for some reason, I'm not concerned about Kemba. Right? He's playing some of the best basketball we've seen since he's joined the Celtics. I'm not necessarily too worried about Evan Fournier. That's a good thing. You know, I think that's a good thing for the Celtics, but you want the other guys to step up in a game like this, right? Because if Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, two guys that are, you know, combined averaging, what, 53 points on the season? What if they combine for 75 points? I mean, like, honestly, that's something that could very well happen and then put the Celtics in a terrible situation. So I'm looking at some other guys. I'm looking at Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard maybe, you know, like guys that could give you enough scoring firepower to counter that, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, those are the guys who have to step up. You know, Pritchard's been, you know, a key to what they've been doing. Naismith has come on lately shooting the basketball. He's become a lot more aggressive. So you have some pieces. But this is the playoffs. And those two guys you just mentioned have no playoff experience. Mm. And that can be a big difference when you think about what you have to do in those kind of situations of, you know, how good you can be.
How do you feel about beyond this, right? Because Celtics do get, again, they get another crack at this. They're not quite sure what's going to be on the other side of it, but we know the Charlotte Hornets are in it, the Indiana Pacers. I mean, do you feel, let's just say hypothetically, if the Pacers are the ones waiting for them, like is there a scenario where you see the Celtics not making it into the playoffs? I guess is what I want to ask. I mean, come on, it's on everybody's mind, right?
You know, I think that they're going to make the playoffs. But once they get through the playoffs, then what's going to happen? I mean, is this the thing where you're out of the frying pan into the fire? Because who will you meet? Will it be Brooklyn? Will it be what team is going to be there? One of those top tier teams that is healthy that you played in this season? I think one of the things you look at which favorites the Celtics, which is, you know, without Jalen, that really hurts. But even with that said, Celtics have played some of the top tier teams very, very well this year. I think they're over, you know, they're over 50% or something like 50% with them. It was the bottom dwelling teams that had the Celtics that kind of drug them down.
They don't have much to lose, you know. So once they're in a position like this, especially against the Celtics, if the Celtics, they smell blood. You know,
the Celtics are the hunted team. The Celtics are the wounded team. The Celtics can't take anything for granted. You look at them, okay, we're ahead. They'll say, okay, we played 500 ball this year. Okay, great. That's wonderful. But now you're without one of your leading scorers and who is a big part of your team. I mean, we're talking about a guy who averaged almost a quarter of your points this year. Over 25 points, something like that, you know, this year. And, you know, shot some crazy number from the 3-point line. So let's not think about, you know, like the Celtics are looking down on anybody. You know, if anything, the Celtics are looking up at most teams now in this playoff situation.
Yeah, but you have to admit, Max, if the Celtics get bounced out and they don't make the playoffs, people, even with or without Jaylen Brown, are going to say, man, that team should have really at least snuck into the first round.
Just why I think that this team shouldn't be 36-36. Let's start there. This team is much better than that. And where does the blame lie? On everybody. The season itself, just a COVID-ridden season where you haven't had the same kind of lineups. The players have not been consistent. Jason Tatum talked about for a minute how he had to take an inhaler because he had COVID. And he was battling from that. One of the worst games I think we saw him play as a pro was against Washington. And that was when the Celtics were down there and got drugged. So it's just a combination. Coaching, let's not let it out either. I think there were a lot of possibilities that Brad could look at it and say, hey, he could have been better. players, just a multitude of guys have to take responsibilities.
This episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA and the NHL are in full swing now. BetOnline.ag isn't just about sports. If you don't want to bet on sports, BetOnline has other options such as award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Now, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Head over to BetOnline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Now, don't forget to use that promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline.ag. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
That's a good point, Max.
But also, I think Brad is the one guy who, well, not the one guy, but one of the many that I think people overlook how affected he is in doing his job with this, right? I mean, what do you have, like a handful? You could count on one hand how many practices this team has had throughout the course of the regular season. And I think that's where Brad Stevens really starts to incorporate his system. And I mean, I'm sort of speaking the obvious here, but I think especially with a coach like Brad Stevens, the X's and O's and the amount of time he spends with his team goes a really long way for him to be able to implement his system and everyone to buy in. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that this team didn't buy into Brad Stevens, but of course, I mean, they did. It seemed at parts throughout the season where they weren't always listening to what he had to say, or at least they weren't all completely buying into his message.
Well, just when let's get back again, everybody's had the same problem this year. Everybody's been in the same boat. Some teams have been successful with it and some haven't. You know, Brooklyn has not had their entire, you know, starting lineup, but for a couple of brief moments this year. But their record and their talent level obviously is better than the Celtics, but still their record, you know, they've had times when they've lost, you know, a bunch of games. Let's go with Golden State, who's been so good to have Klay Thompson out for the whole year. But still, they're in the mix. Golden State, you know, what they've done. You know, even Atlanta. Let's go to the Eastern Conference. Atlanta, who has, you know, has been better lately. You know, when they went out and got Nate McMillan and hired him as a coach, they have turned around their fortune. Nobody thought that Charlotte would be as good as they were, and they've lost players too. So you can't just deviate and say, well, this team didn't have this and this team didn't have this. That's happened with every team in the NBA this year because of the crazy situation. Did you think at the beginning of the year that the Lakers would be in a play-in game? Okay, and this is the world champions. So, you know, right, defending. So I think that we can't give anybody a pass, over another team because of injury or COVID or whatever it is, because everybody's gone through that.
How do you feel about the Lakers' chance, you know, against the Warriors or Golden State's chances? I mean, how do you, like, it all depends on how it all breaks down, because the way Steph Curry's playing right now, man, it wouldn't surprise me if the Lakers head into the playoffs as the eighth seed.
That shooter that he is, man, he can make you miserable, especially in a short series that he's stepping in and LeBron's coming back from injury. And this is going to be something that everybody's going to look at and go, you know, of what's going to go on, who's going to do what. I think that you just have to look at it that way. So I don't think that you look at LeBron, you look at, you know, let's look at one other team. Let's bring into the fold here.
Well, I was going to say, though, the guy who came up with this plan rule, the play-in tournament, I think this is why he did it, right? For this excitement. So I don't think he should be fired. I just want to make that clear. Because this is the kind of matchup everybody was waiting for.
No, I just think I don't think it's a matchup everybody's waiting for, because nobody's known this.
Well, for the play-in tournament, I mean, down the stretch.
The NBA rolled the dice on something which was new. And said, hey, let's do this. At the beginning of this experiment, would you have said, Oh my God. Golden State and the Lakers are going to be the play-in team. The Celtics are going to be a play-in team. You never thought that. So I think that the league rolled the dice and something fantastic has happened, you know, to get that much more interest around the game and the fan base.
How do you feel about Steph Curry's chances of getting the MVP award?
He's been good. He's been good. I think Jokic.
That's my guy, too. That's my guy, too, Max. Same.
Better team. Right. Team record has been much better.
But Steph's making it hard, man.
Remarkable job. Right. And the MVP that people won't talk about this year is going to be Chris Paul. Look what happened down in Phoenix. They changed the whole tenor of what they've done. This is the team that has lost, has just continued to lose. Mm-hmm. He comes there, takes over the reins, and now they have one of the best records in the NBA.
The first time they're heading into the playoffs in over a decade, Max. Decade.
So let's not look past Chris Paul. So I think there's a lot of, you know, conversation around a lot of people, but I think the league and the writers and whoever is voting for is always looking for somebody new. I think they've had enough right now of Curry. So it could, to me, I think it would lean more on Jokic to win this thing from Denver. The way his year has been, almost a triple-double every night, bringing the ball down. And this big fella does. He puts in some work.
Agreed, man. He does everything on both ends. Absolutely. That's my guy. I don't necessarily do the whole order thing, but I guess just off the top, I'll probably go him and Bede, and then Chris Paul. That's probably my three out. Just off the top of the head, I haven't even thought about this until now, really. Until, you know, that's my. I think those are my three guys.
Yeah, I'll agree. I'll agree with it. I don't think that you can go away from those three, you know, because everybody, a lot of guys have been in the conversation. I mean, how far is Luka going to be in the conversation?
He's definitely top five.
When does he come up? Is it a couple of years from now? Because he had a fantastic year. You asked the Celtics, is he an MVP? You know, where he's dropped points on them this year. So, yeah, he's been crazy.
All right, Max, it's prediction time. Celtics, Wizards, who you got? What's going to happen here? Give me a prediction. Give me a scenario. What happens Tuesday night at TD Garden?
I think the Celtics win a very tight game. And but again, it's not even what's happening right now. It's going to be what happens later on. But the Celtics win the tight game versus Washington on Tuesday.
Okay, I like that. You know, if that happens, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Kemba, Tatum, they're going to combine for something close to 60 points. All right, maybe 56, 58, something like that. And then Fournier, quick 20. I'm going to tack on 20 from Fournier at least.
That is going to be a recipe for them winning and controlling the glass. That's another thing they have to do. They have to be glass inclined.
Fournier's been cleaning the glass. You know, you got to give him props there. That's part of his game I think that's helped out. And also Aaron Nesmith, man. The Rook has been all over the glass.
Yep. Those guys, they'll be good. And will they get anything from Rob Williams?
Right. We'll see. The jury's still out if he's playing. Obviously, we hope we'll see him out there. But if not, I mean, we understand. You know, I just think again, the Celtics offensively, you know, I mean, the defense is so important against a team like Washington, but this team, you have to continue to compete. And I think with those three guys, Fournier, Tatum, Kemba, they can just constantly keep that scoring threat going throughout. They could survive this, but it's going to be tough. Like you said, it's going to be a nail biter. Like this won't be, I don't think this will be, if the Celtics do win it, anywhere near a blowout or comfortable win.
So yeah, you and I are on that page again. I think it's going to be an interesting process. Can they slow Beal down? Because he's been fantastic against you. And the guy we haven't mentioned, this is here's going to be the key. The key guy to me is going to be that guy who's always been the key. Marcus Smart. We are not talking about Marcus. I don't know why. He's the guy that has to get up against Beal, and he's the wild card because when Marcus gets hot and starts knocking down shots, they become that much more of a dangerous team.
Yeah, Marcus starts knocking down threes. That's when – those are the nights you typically see the Celtics drop 17, 18 threes in a game. Like, that's the recipe for a Celtics win for sure.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. We'll see you guys next week. A very special episode next week. I don't want to give up too much here, but just you're going to want to stay tuned, of course. Subscribe on every single platform you could think of, streaming podcasts. Of course, you can find us at Cedric Maxwell Podcast. And, of course, check us out on CLNS Media on YouTube. We're up out of here. See you guys next time.